Hello and welcome to a special podcast in collaboration with Talking About My Generation and Greater Manchester Walking. I'm joined by four other reporters today. Please can you introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name's Erica Woods. I'm from Earlham in Salford.
Hi, my name's Doretta Maynard and I'm from Old Trafford in Manchester, Greater Manchester.
Hi, I'm Jean Friend from Chatterton.
Hi, I'm Paul Sherlock. I live in Swinton, which is part of Surrey Salford.
So I love going for a walk and I know that you all do too. And I was wondering if you thought there were any impacts of walking on both your physical and mental well-being.
I belong to a walking group that we go once a week in the local area. And it's good for socialising and it's good for your health to get out in that fresh air, because we're fortunate around here. There are quite a lot of places we don't have to stick to the roads. And it's good for your health, the exercise. So it's a good idea.
Walking also improves your posture as well. It improves your balance. You know, it does a lot for you. It improves your mental health as well, because you're getting out and about. It improves your lung capacity as well, because you're walking in the air. You know, especially if you're walking in the parks and the green areas, you've got the oxygenated flow of air from the trees and the grass and the greenery. And it's just nice for the eyesight as well, because the eyes need to have light in order to get vitamin D. It doesn't have to always be sunshine, but so long as you get light to the eye, you actually receive small amounts of vitamin D that helps the body as well and the immune system. And it just helps to build strength and makes you feel better about yourself instead of just sitting all day and doing nothing. And like Erica said, it's socializing. I go on a lot of walking groups as well. I used to have a few walking groups, but I do encourage people to walk. I do encourage people to use it as part of their daily 30-minute exercise, so they can do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, and 10 minutes in the evening. You know, I remember my parents used to say to us when they used to say back in our days, after dinner, you'd go for after dinner walk. You know, and they did. People would go for a walk after dinner. And the men would go out on a Sunday and do the walking and go wherever they'd go and sit and have a drink with the men and then come back. You know, but times have changed where people just sit on computers and iPads and iPods and games and don't do anything. You know, they're not getting out and about, or they're sat in a car, you know. So for me, walking is very important because it keeps you agile, it keeps you fit, and it keeps you well.
Yeah, I'm another great walking enthusiast, especially as I've not had a car all these years. I've had to walk, but you know, some interesting points have come to recently. Last week, I went on a walk with Greater Manchester Old People's Network around Mayfield, the new park at Mayfield, which is nice. One thing on the mental health side, when we first went into lockdown in 2020, the thing I feared was that they'd tell us we couldn't go out. I just needed, I would have been stir crazy. It wasn't long before they said, oh, you can take a walk for exercise. And I got out there, because just being stuck in the house for a few weeks, not going out, trouble with that. I damaged my leg a few years ago and had the same situation. I couldn't get out. I just felt mad. I had to get out, see the sunshine, see the flowers, see the animals. And there is something about walking. Those of you know me, I'm quite into local history and heritage. And if you want to go and look at the heritage, it's no good sitting in the car or even on an open-top bus driving past it. You go walk there and have a look at it, have a nosy around it, take your camera, take some pictures of it. And in fact, this is my claim, Jody, I think I mentioned this already. You talked about the National Walking event in May that's coming up. I'm actually going to revive one of my local heritage walks as part of this. In fact, it's technically part of History Week, which is another event that coincides with the walking period. So I hope we'll have people I can drag around Swinton and show them all the interesting heritage we have, and at the same time, get a bit of exercise.
Excellent. And Jean, our avid cyclist, do you enjoy a walk as well?
I'm going to say I'm a qualified walk leader. I did a course for Age UK, and we used to go on fairly short local walk. But since I've developed ulcerative colitis, it's become extremely difficult. The lack of public toilets or facilities has really hindered me. I don't want to go into detail, but I'm sure I won't be the only person that are hindered by that. And not all pubs are welcoming when you walk in to say, can I use your toilet? But you've got to plan your walk round them, basically. I have to plan my day around it, and it's a drag. So, yeah, I am a keen walker, but I do have to think really hard about it.
Thank you, Jean. That brings me on to my other question, which is, do any of you face any barriers whilst walking, and any solutions that you've come across for these barriers?
The only barriers for me when walking is dog walkers, and especially some young people with their dogs, and they let their dogs off the lead and the dogs run after you or jump on you. And, you know, not everybody likes dogs. And some of the dogs that some of these people have are those dogs that have been in the media for attacking people. And I just think it's wrong. And then when you say anything to them, they say to you, or you shouldn't come in you should not come in the park if you don't like dogs, because that's what the park is for, you know, which is not nice. And they still think that their dog can come up to you, and if you sat down as well, the dog can come and jump on you to try and get what you're eating, or come to your where you're sitting down having a little picnic or something while you're resting in your walk. I think it's horrible, and it's unfair that people should be allowed to have their dogs off the leash like that. And also walk, if they leave their dog muck on the paths, and you've got to try and walk past it or get over it, you know, things like, it's just terrible.
Yeah, I've told you what my barrier is. And as a, when I say cure, it's not a cure. I have a kit that I take with me, which includes a trowel. So use your imaginations there. But I also have an app that tells you where the toilets are. It's not always spot on, but at least it's a comfort blanket.
And how about yourself, Erica?
I've got no barriers to walking. I have no sense of direction. So if it wasn't for these walking groups, I just wouldn't go out, probably.
Ah, that's a really good point. So you prefer walking in a group to walking by yourself?
I do, yes, because they take me to places that I would not find by myself. I just have absolutely no sense of direction, so I would just be lost.
Thank you for listening to this mini podcast. To find a suitable route or walking group near you, head to gmwalking.co.uk. And to check out more news, views and nostalgia from across Greater Manchester, head to Talking About My Generation.